Simon & Schuster Audio presents Nothing Like the Movies, written by Lynn Painter, read by Charlie Bushnell and Jesse Valinsky.
New Year's Eve. If my 15-year-old self could see me now, he would punch me in the dick. Set it up. Wes. This place is packed. Dude, I told you, Adam said, loading a piece of gum into his mouth and smirking as we walked into the party. Loud music was booming from a speaker somewhere, and everyone appeared to be talking over the sound. I followed him and Noah up the stairs and into the living room, where it looked like everyone I knew from high school was in attendance. Shit. People were everywhere, sitting on couches and standing around, and I instantly regretted my decision to go out. Bennett! Alex ran over from the other side of the room and wrapped her arms around me, pulling me down into a hug. Happy New Year, Benedetti, I said, swallowing hard as I hugged her back. How are you? She asked, and I hated the way she smiled when she pulled away. It was one of those pitying smiles, like she was asking how I was handling the fact that my life had turned to shit. Good, I said, torn between being happy that my friends were back from college, holy balls, I have a social life again, and kind of hating being social. Because as nice as everyone was, I could tell they all felt sorry for me. Sorry about my dad, sorry about the fact I dropped out of college, sorry about the fact I was no longer playing baseball. I was one hell of a sorry guy. Since Noah and Adam got back, I'd said absolutely not every time they invited me out. But for some reason, New Year's Eve made me cave. The fact that it was a holiday had softened me, apparently, which I was now regretting, because nothing felt the same. The last time I was with these people, we all had big plans for our futures. And, well, they still did. I, on the other hand, had pivoted. When my dad died, 2 weeks after I moved in at UCLA, I came home for the funeral and never left, deciding to bail on school and everything that the future held for me, as if I had a choice. Now that it had been a few months since his heart attack, I was firmly settled into full-time employment at the grocery store with a side hustle as an Uber driver. Life was fucking great. Come on! Michael's playing money bet in the kitchen, Noah said, pointing. It's too loud over here. Money bet. The new favorite party game was basically just dares with money attached.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?